Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
When you enter Omegle, you are usually prepared for anything. Whether it's people who change your camera for no reason, friendly people, or people without clothes. It was the unpredictability of Omegle that made it really interesting. But one day the unpredictability got out of control, and it was much more than I expected to find. It was a night like any other. I was bored out of my mind and decided to kill time in Omegle.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
I didn't expect to find anything out of the ordinary, just some passing conversations to entertain me before going to sleep. I plugged in my camera and started passing from one stranger to another, looking for something interesting. To tell the truth, I had some pretty entertaining conversations. Between people trying to scare me and others playing good music on guitar, I was having fun. Suddenly, a camera obscura appeared. At first, I thought there was no one there. The screen showed only a deep blackness, as if the person on the other side was in a room with no light. I was about to move on to the next camera when I noticed something. A barely distinguishable figure was outlined in the darkness, standing next to what appeared to be a chair. I moved closer to the screen, trying to get a better look. I don't know why it caught my attention like that, and I knew it could easily be a jump scare, but I didn't care, for some reason, that camera had my attention. The figure was motionless, watching something or someone sitting in the chair, but I couldn't make out who or what it was. A shiver ran down my back, and a feeling of discomfort began to settle over me. There was something uncanny about that camera that made me feel bad, so I decided to move on to the next camera, which was a minor and on camera while his brother was playing video games. After that camera, I honestly felt like I needed to clear my mind. I was a little confused. I had a hard time believing that a dark camera could have made me so uncomfortable. But it did. I went to the kitchen and opened the fridge, looking for a soda. Possibly I was suggestible, but this is when the weirdness really happened. At that moment, I didn't hear any noise. I didn't see anything out of the ordinary, and nothing indicated to me that something bad could be happening in my house. But anyway, I just felt it. I felt that I was in danger, that someone was watching me and that I had to get out of there as soon as possible. Before I knew it, I was shaking. What on earth was happening to me? Why was I feeling like this? Is it all because of that damn camera? The coldness of the soda in my hand made me realize that I was sweating. I took a deep breath and went back to the living room. I'd had enough Omegle for one day. When I sat down in front of the computer and looked at the screen, horror washed over me. The bizarre camera was back. The same darkness, the same figure standing next to the chair. My heart began to pound. This time the figure seemed clearer, more defined, and more terrifying than before. In the image, someone was sitting and the image was standing next to him, staring at him. I could have turned off the computer, but my pride was so wounded from having been so suggestible with an image that was clearly a joke that I did something that I had no business doing. I tried to stay calm and watch the screen carefully, looking for any detail that would help me understand what was going on. Anything that would show me that it was just a joke and that being so scared was pointless. The figure remained motionless, but there was something in its posture that looked menacing, as if it was waiting for the right moment to move. I felt a knot in my stomach and a cold sweat broke out on my forehead. If I kept looking at the figure to calm myself down, it wasn't working. I decided I had had enough. I had a moment of sanity and decided that enough was enough. My curiosity was becoming dangerous. Although it was obvious that my fear was totally unjustified, staring at this image was not doing me any good. I hit the off button on the computer and was ready to turn off the TV before going to sleep, but the weirdness continued. The computer wouldn't shut down, the window wouldn't close either, and the task manager wouldn't work. Thought it was probably a computer error, so I simply disconnected the cables. When I looked at the monitor again, I gasped. It didn't make any sense. The computer was still on with no power. Suddenly, something fell into the camera room. An object that I could not identify collapsed to the floor with a dull thud. At the same time, in my own house, I heard a similar noise. I looked around, trying to find the source of the sound. A book had fallen off the shelf, and there was no apparent reason for it. The book was not badly placed, there was no wind, and nothing to indicate that it was about to fall, but it still did, just like in the chamber. You understand the significance of that, don't you? I tried to run the computer again to turn up the brightness and make sure my hunch was wrong, but the computer still didn't work. I grabbed my cell phone from my desk and took a picture of the screen on my own. I went into the picture and started editing it, turning up the sharpness, brightness, and contrast almost to the max to see if I could make anything out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
When the image was finally a little more recognizable, I was totally stunned in my seat. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. The picture I had taken with my cell phone revealed the dark room, and at that moment, I understood what was happening. The camera wasn't showing an unfamiliar room. It showed my own living room, in mirror mode. I saw my own reflection on the screen, and I wasn't the person standing there. I was the one sitting there. Do you know what that means? The dark figure I was seeing all this time was standing right next to me, staring back at me. At that moment, I felt icy cold in the whole room. I turned my head slowly to the side, where the shadow was supposed to be. I took a deep breath. I was really scared and hoped I wouldn't find anything. I was really scared and hoped I wouldn't find anything. But I knew I wasn't going to be so lucky. The shadow had entered inside me. As soon as this happened, I began to choke. I felt that something inside me was choking. My body was frozen and full as if there was no room inside of me. I felt like I was going to implode. I ran from one side of the house to the other, bumping into everything I saw and hitting my own body. I wasn't doing this, but I felt the reflex to do it as if my own body was acting in defense of something. In my act of desperation, I bumped into the bookcase and saw it fall on top of me. I tried to dodge it, but I couldn't do it. And after that, I don't remember anything. When I woke up, I was on the floor of my living room. The computer was off, but this time it was really off. I felt exhausted like I hadn't slept in days. Since that night, my body ached a lot, but the bookcase was no longer on top of me. When I looked at the time, I realized that more than 24 hours had passed. My house was different, as if someone had been doing things in it. I checked the door and it was still locked. It was impossible that someone had entered. I tried to pull myself together, but that was only the beginning of what was waiting for me. From that day on, I woke up in places in my apartment where I don't remember going to bed. I feel a constant feeling of tiredness, which makes no sense because I sleep much more than before. Sleep comes to me out of nowhere. I can be doing the dishes and all of a sudden I feel like a blackout. This happened a few months ago, and the blackouts are becoming more constant and longer lasting. I tried to record the screen to see what's going on, and when I watch the recordings, I can see myself. Only it's not me. In the recordings, I'm standing at random points in my house, staring at nothing for hours. I walk from place to place, eat raw food from my fridge, and bang my head against the wall. I feel something dark enter inside me, and I stay awake longer and longer. I thought about taking my own life, but I'm too much of a coward for that. I'm afraid of what might happen to me. No medication I take works for me. No medical test or any answer from the internet has given me a solution. I don't want to lose myself. I want to go on living. I'm still too young. I didn't do anything to deserve this. Every time I feel tired, I cry myself to sleep. I'm afraid. Afraid that maybe, one of these times that I fall asleep, I won't wake up again.
I'm Tom. I'm just another person who likes to surf the internet, and I've been on all the cool apps and websites you can think of. Among them all, there was Omegle, a chat where you could randomly meet people anywhere in the world. Many may not know it, but a few months ago, Omegle closed for good. And being a person who had left it a while ago, I could easily understand why. When it was in fashion, Omegle used to be a pretty fun and ideal place to meet people from all over the world. But as everyone knows, it could also be a perverse place, full of depraved and psychopathic people. But even in a few cases, within a few cases, it could also become a very, very dark place. And that's what I came across. It was an ordinary night, and as usual, I was alone at home. My parents were out of town for the weekend, and with nothing better to do, I decided to go into Omegle to hang out. As I told you before, up to that point, I'd had some strange experiences on the platform, but nothing too disturbing or to make me want to not log into Omegle anymore. I sat down in front of the computer with the lights off and my headphones on. I started to move from one conversation to another, encountering the typical boring, joking, or just plain perverted people. This day was much more boring than the rest. People didn't interact with me, didn't text me, and didn't seem to notice I was on screen. After a few minutes, I started to get bored and was about to close the chat until I came across something different. The screen went black and a message appeared in the chat.
Hello.
Hello. What's your name? It only took a few seconds for the reply to come.
Let's just say I'm someone who enjoys company.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Why is the screen black? Don't you have a camera?
Don't worry about that. Tell me, what are you doing on a night like tonight?
Killing time. I'm kind of bored. What about you?
I was looking for you. I was really looking forward to having a good talk with you.
My initial reaction to that message, not what everyone would expect. Many people I know would have been terrified to read that, but I just laughed. You guys really have no idea how many times someone has tried to scare me on the internet. I was kind of amused by this guy, so I decided to play along. What do you mean by that? LOL.
Can I show you something?
Before I could answer, the black screen disappeared and I saw a dark room, lit only by the light from the computer screen. No one was visible, just the empty room. This was definitely something new. I was intrigued. Where are you?
This is where I was when I hacked into your computer. But I'm not there anymore. I'm with you now.
Suddenly, a loud knock was sounded at my door. I jumped in fright and took off my headphones. I looked around my room, trying to calm down. For sure, this man was playing a joke on me. My friends used to do that to me, playing a door noise in the headphones to make me think someone was there. But then the door banged again, louder this time. I can't tell you the fear I felt at that moment. My body was shaking, my hands started sweating, and all the confidence I had in the conversation was lost in just a few seconds. How was this possible? Omegle was connecting me to random people. For me to connect to someone in my house was totally inconceivable. The man said he hacked me. Could you do something like that? Who is there? Suddenly, I turned around and saw that I had a new message. I put my headset back on and looked at the screen. The chat was updated.
I just want to meet you.
At that moment, I realized that this man was playing games with me. My door was unlocked. He could have entered if he wanted to, but he preferred to touch it. Desperate, I locked the door and prepared to defend myself. Before I could react, the figure on the screen changed. Suddenly, the camera was now behind my bedroom door, filming me through the hole in the door. The man was also filming himself, but I couldn't see his face. The man was in a white mask, expressionless, just staring at me. This man had been planning this. "Please, leave me alone. I'll call the police." I typed quickly and closed the Omegle window. I was about to turn off the computer, but Omegle's window opened again, and there he was.
"Are you sure you want to shut down the computer? It's the only way you can see me. Besides, this will make me angry. Are you sure you want to see me angry?"
The man was right. Nervous, I got up from my chair and disconnected the webcam. I felt like my heart was about to explode. I was getting dizzy. Suddenly, I felt a very strong pain in my chest. It hurt too much. It wasn't a heart attack, but the pain was so bad that it felt like my chest was cramping. With the pain growing in my chest and my breath coming in short gasps, I tried to calm myself. I needed to think clearly, but the panic was almost unbearable. Suddenly, the chat window on the screen flickered again, and a new message appeared.
"Do you feel that? It's just the beginning. You don't want to know what comes next."
My hands were shaking as I tried to type a reply, but my fingers seemed unresponsive. I felt a draft of cold air in the room as if someone had opened the window, but they were all closed. Fear was gripping me. The door to my room echoed louder than before. I looked at the screen again and saw that the camera had changed angles, showing a view from inside my room and pointing directly at me. The masked figure was closer, almost at the door.
"You're not in Omegle. You never were. This is a fake app designed just for you. Everything you saw before was recordings. None of it was real. But I am."
Terror paralyzed me. This psychopath had planned everything. I was trapped in his game, and there seemed to be no way out. My bedroom door shook again, and I knew the villain was about to enter. With each knock on the door, my heart beat faster. I couldn't think clearly. I had no escape. What was this man going to do to me? Was he going to kidnap me? Was he going to murder me? This psychopath had calculated every move, every step. I looked around the room for something I could use to defend myself, but my hands were shaking so badly that I could barely hold the phone. I tried to dial the police number, but my hand was shaking so bad I couldn't even unlock the phone. In a desperate attempt, I grabbed a lamp from my desk and picked it up, ready to hit anyone who came in. But before I could even prepare a knock, the door opened with a bang. The masked figure stood there. All the courage I had gathered vanished in an instant. I wanted to scream, but I couldn't. How could I defend myself against this psychopath if I couldn't even scream out of fear? The man advanced slowly towards me, each step sounding like a hammer in my head. The expressionless mask was scarier in person. I felt my legs become uncontrollable. I wasn't going to escape. I didn't even know if I would die on my feet. His silence was deafening, filling the room with unbearable tension. When he was only inches away, he stopped in front of me and pulled out a small knife. I could hear his breathing, slow and controlled, as if he enjoyed every second of my suffering. The man brought his knife closer to me, but instead of stabbing me with it, he spoke to me.
"Calm down. I won't hurt you. Not because I don't want to, but because my audience has decided that you will live. They do it for fun, you know. They let you live so that you'll never forget this moment. Then, they vote when they're bored. Do you know what they vote for? They vote when I come back to kill you and what weapon I'll use. Anyway, you don't have to be so nervous. My audience may be a bit sadistic, but as I said, I just wanted them to meet you."
Then, without further ado, he turned and walked out of the room, leaving the door wide open. I was paralyzed for a few minutes, trying to process what had happened. Suddenly, I heard sirens in the distance. The police had arrived, most likely alerted by a neighbor who heard the banging and screaming. When the officers came in, they found me in a state of shock. I could barely explain what had happened. My voice was shaking and my words were slurred. They searched the house, but found no one. The hacker had disappeared without a trace, like a ghost. From that night on, my life was never the same. I live in constant fear that he would return. Every noise in the night startled me, and every time I went to sleep, I lived with that feeling that that night would finally be the night that that man would murder me. After that night,
step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I never logged back into Omegle or any other online chat platform. The only thing that has changed today is that I now have a weapon to defend myself. But I don't think I can use it without that man noticing me and taking the necessary measures if he sees me. The only thing left for me to do is to try to live as normally as possible and pray that I never have to see that man or that mask again. Because if I do, I am sure it will be my last moments alive.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.